people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not break a boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy, Chris Adam One, and welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris Podcast. Everybody Hates Chris Podcast is now featured on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. Feel free, be sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me. Now let's chop it up and chop in to a new episode one. What up, people? What up? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Dom One. Welcome to another fabulous Everybody Hates Chris episode. Welcome, 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 welcome. Wasn't going to really talk about this. I was going through my timeline on X, formerly known as Twitter. I still like to call it Twitter instead of X. You know, X just ain't hitting like Twitter was, okay? You can tweet, Twitter, you know, it goes in together. But anywho, shout out to Whiskey Coffee, or is it Coffee Whiskey? This is a lady that I follow. I also follow her on TikTok, You Don't Stop. Basically, she does a lot of masturbation videos. Now on TikTok, you know, she cleans it up with the twerking and things of that nature. So I'm just giving her a free plug. I'm telling you guys, if you know, into that type of stuff, go follow her, man. She's worth your attention, all right? But she tweeted something, and I didn't even know this was a thing. I didn't even know this was a flex. I didn't even know this is the new hustle, all right? This is where, you know, you got the game twisted. And desperation starts seeping in. So she was telling me that there was this lady who slid in her DMs. And, you know, they were, you know, talking back and forth. And she said that this lady wanted to pay for messaging her. So I guess this is the new flex. You know, when you already done went through all your tricks. When you already done went through all of your simps. When you went through all of your fans, all of your followers, when you squeeze every ounce, every dime, every nickel, every quarter out of these folks, and these folks out of them moved on to, you know, simp bigger and better, or, you know, just, it was just a thing to them. It was just a fad to them. Either way, all right, they're no longer, you know, you can no longer get their money either through donations or by through acts or whatever. All right. This is the next level. You got these women out here. All right. Paying to direct message. Guys who are willing to pay for women to message them. I think this is so weird. I don't see any, I just don't see anything gratifying paying a woman just so you can message her. And you can just talk about anything, all right? You know, I can understand, the voice chat. You know, maybe, maybe that stimulates you. I can understand the, video chat where, you can see her live, you can call her, you know, I can get that, all right? You know, it's just not my thing, but I can get that, but I don't understand why a guy would be satisfied for a woman to message her. And she's not doing this free willy. You have to pay in order for her to have a conversation with you. All right. Because let me tell you something. Women's strong suit is their talk game. Their talk game is long as train smoke. A woman can talk to you for 2 straight hours and not even be interested in you. Just casual conversation. Guys like to listen to sexy women talk to them. All right. And I know there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, are just not up on the game. They're not hip to a lot of stuff, a lot of squares out there. You know, last time they got coochies when they came out of a coochie, out of their mama's coochie, all right? But is this a thing? When was this a thing? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, maybe the interaction, you know, a real life woman messaging you back and forth, you know. But I just don't understand it. I don't get it. But shout out to Whiskey Coffee. She, you know, tweeted this out. And, man, we were chopping it up. Me and her was chopping it up as well as others. We were tweeting back and forth, talking about how ridiculous this is. You know, there's a lot of women out there down on their luck, okay? Don't let all of those followers fool you guys, all right? You can tell when they are, you know, running empty. When, you know, the prime is behind them, all right? It's time to think of something else. It's time to think of a new hustle. You know, it's time to close the chapter on this way, because you're not going to make any money this way, all right? And you can tell, and I tell people, don't be fooled by all these followers, because a lot of those followers are bots. A lot of those followers are paid for. You can tell, me and Whiskey Coffee, we was, you know, tweeting back and forth, and I was telling her, I know this chick, she's got like 30,000 followers, but when you look at her tweets, you know, and when you look at her content, her little clips, her video clips and her pictures, the math just isn't mathing. All right. You got 30K in followers, but you can only manage to get 1,000 views. That's like 1% of the people that are following you. So they're either dead followers who followed her a while ago and they are no longer interested in. Now they're following someone else and they're probably interested. You know, or they are bots, or they are paid followers, all right? But don't, you know, I tell these guys this, you know, a lot of guys think with their little head instead of their big head, all right? And I tell guys the game, like, first and foremost, you're not going to get any time or any interaction with a woman that's popping even with 30K followers. Okay, because she's got way too many people sliding her DMs. I tell guys, if you are down with and interested in something like that, where you want some interaction, you want some conversation popping back and forth through tweets or whatever, you know, they probably ain't going to get down. You know, I tell guys, the worst thing you can do is DM a woman and talk to her, and you know she's already on the clock. She's on the clock, man. She's trying to make this buck. She's trying to make this dollar bill, y'all, okay? You know, she's there for business. She's not there for pleasure, all right? You might occasionally get some pleasure conversation, you know, occasionally. But 99.9% of the time she's on social media, she's trying to flip this trick. All right, she's trying to make this money. She's trying to make the ends meet, all right? So I tell guys, stop wasting your time on a woman that's popping with 30,000 followers or 100,000 followers, okay? You're just a blimp on the radar to her. You know, even if you tweet her, the odds of her replying back are not in your favor. So if you want interaction through social media, because, and I tell guys this, and I tell women this, you need to interact with people with less followers than you, that, you know, that is trying to, you know, blaze their own trail on social media. And they know the only way they're going to get any type of clout or any type of interaction is people that are followed to them that respond to their tweets. They retweet, whatever. All right. That's how they're going to get their momentum. That's how they're going to get their juice. That's how that's how they're going to be popping out here. All right. So I tell guys this, like, you know, stop worrying about trying to get an interaction for a woman that's, you know, already popping. All right. You could probably get interaction with a woman who's new on the scene, who doesn't have a lot of followers, but just trying to get some action going. All right. But yeah, you know, shout out to Whiskey Coffee. I didn't even know this was a thing where, now there's a new hustle out there where women are paying for conversation. And it's not like you're talking to them one-on-one. You're just messaging through them in the DMs, which is a huge no-no. If you don't get any approval, or if she doesn't say hit me up in the DMs, then don't DM them. All right. That's the rule of thumb. Never DM someone who don't even know you. All right. Because she's on the clock. She's trying to do some things for a piece of change. All right. She's out here trying to work. All right. And, you know, she ain't got time for all that casual conversation, particularly talking to someone that has no intentions on spending their money on them. All right. So don't waste her time. Definitely don't waste your time. You'll be cool on social media. She'll definitely be cool on social media. But yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing. All right. Until Whiskey, told me about it. I mean, like, wow, I didn't even know that was a thing. What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. Quick video update, okay? So, guys, I need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to do a solid. I need you guys to subscribe to Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify. We got to get those subscription numbers up, okay? The more people are subscribed to my Spotify account, Everybody Hates Chris podcast, the more things I can unlock on this platform that I can utilize to the nation, to the Don Squad. Don Squad in the house, stand up. So do your boy a favor, do your boy a solid. Go over, mosey over to Spotify, subscribe to me there, and you can still listen to me wherever you like listening to me, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, either through Google Play, iTunes, wherever, okay? But please subscribe to me on Spotify. I'm up out of here. Let's get back into the show. Okay, so I talked to this female content creator. You know, she's on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know, in the beginning, you know, I was doing a live stream, and she came to one of my lives, and we was, you know, chopping it up back and forth. You know, everything was, you know, cold, steady, you know, have no issues with her. She was telling me that she's a content creator herself. And she told me to go check out her channel. I checked out her social media handles. Plus size girl, real cute in the face. And, you know, we had a little arrangement where if I do live streams or if I do videos, she will watch them and share them with her audience. And likewise, when she has live streams, videos, whatever, I would do the same with my audience. Okay, so we would collaborate, you know, as content creators. All right. We was also bouncing ideas. I was telling her, you know, ideas what I wanted to do in the future, particularly with my YouTube channel. And she was telling me about what she wanted to do with her channel, and, you know, and I was telling her, and at that time I was doing live streams about the content, YouTube influencers that you know, do vlogs about their cars or their mini cars that they're reviewing, you know, the car review game. And I was telling her, you know, I'm looking at the numbers, you know, in the beginning, everything, you know, was popping, and now I see a decline in it. And I was telling her, I'm thinking about switching it up, maybe, you know, doing other things. All right. And, you know, she said, well, she's going to continue to do the car thing. And I said, cool. All right. So I was doing this, I was kind of doing the live streams with the celebrity type thing, but I was also doing the OnlyFans reviews. And I would, man, I would pop with the OnlyFans reviews. Yeah, I would, it would be on and off with the celebrity news. And the celebrity news is cool, but ever since Tasha K and that Cardi B thing, it just seems like the gossip community, the entertainment community, you know, is getting a little strict out there, particularly with Facebook and YouTube. You know, I heard a lot of people getting demonetized, their channels getting struck down, their videos being taken down. And I just didn't want to risk it that much. And when I'm looking at the views, yeah, they'll be up and down. I would say to myself, it's just not worth, you know, going through those headaches. So she saw one of my OnlyFans reviews and she started talking about how interesting, about OnlyFans. She had an interest in OnlyFans. She was thinking about creating her own OnlyFans account. And I said, cool. If that's what you want to do, that's cool. And I was trying to, you know, I was trying to get more insight in what she was going to promote, what she was going to do on her OnlyFans. And, you know, she was talking about she was still going to do the model thing like she does with on her profiles. Nothing too risque, nothing too sexual. And I said, okay, cool. You know, well, just let me know when you do your OnlyFans. I have a friend of mine, me and him, we split the difference on an OnlyFans content creator, and we'll pay a month of it, and we do reviews, and we'll look at the content, and then we'll look at the, and then we'll do a review on it. And I had a okay situation with this guy, and we would do that. And he would do reviews on the same content creator. Okay. Particularly females on OnlyFans. You know, now he's popping. All right. He's still continuing to do it. You know, I dabble in and out of the OnlyFans reviews. All right. Because of YouTube. Okay. Because YouTube, when you OnlyFans is like a no-no on YouTube. It's like having a profanity-laced word on your video. It automatically gets reviewed if you got OnlyFans in it. So you have to be clever with how you titled your video. You can't just say OnlyFans. You put OnlyFans with a bunch of emojis. You know, and people would know that you're talking about OnlyFans. But yeah, so the last OnlyFans review I did, and this is the video that really got her interested in OnlyFans. FBG Duck's mom decided to do OnlyFans. And I remember we did a review on her OnlyFans. I even did a couple of videos talking about her decision to go to OnlyFans and what she said after OnlyFans. I think she said she made $10,000, $30,000 on OnlyFans. I can't remember the number, but it was a lot of money. And if you look at FBG Duck's mom, I mean, you know, body wise, she's nice, but she knew that there was a community and a market out there that would like to see her nude. And a lot of those guys that wanted to see her nude was guys that, that were either fans of FBG or haters of FBG. So she knew that there was an audience that was just going to automatically subscribe to her OnlyFans. All right. I think her OnlyFans was like $30, which was a huge risk for us. Because we've been doing this, and we know when a woman starts, when a newcomer on OnlyFans starts an OnlyFans account, and their first month in OnlyFans, and they already asking for the sky, we knew that there was going to be some trickeration there. We knew that there was going to be some scamming there. And we knew that. But that it was a chance we was willing to take. We went and paid for it. It was nothing interesting in that content. Just a bunch of Snapchat pictures and pictures from her Instagram or whatever, or pictures that she thought about putting on Instagram. Wasn't what we thought it was going to be. Well, we knew. Let me rephrase that. Going in, we knew there was a real possibility of, you know, sorry about the noise in the background, of the possibility of her, you know, scamming. It was a strong likelihood that that was going to happen. And it did. But she made a lot of money off of it. So I did the video. I made some money off that video. I did three videos about this. And apparently she saw those three videos, and she, you know, when she was leaning on the fence 50-50 on whether to do an OnlyFans or not, she decided to do an OnlyFans. So she created one, she made some content on it. And I told her, yeah, I'm going to get my friend, and we're just going to split the difference. Well, my friend didn't know much of her. Okay. And he was looking at the position of, okay, how we're going to flip this to make money for me. Cause she's pretty much an unknown. And just because you know this girl doesn't necessarily mean the whole world knows this girl. She's just one in a billion. All right. Even though he thinks she's fine and all that, but he just did not want to take the chance. So I went on and when I saw her feet, and then I saw the type of the amount of content she had, I think she only had like 13 pieces of content, which, you know, you got a high fee, you got like 13 pieces of content. She pretty much took the blueprint of FBG Doug's mom. Aim for the sky, have limited content, and just hope you catch a few suckers along the way. And I was one of those suckers. But it was only $20. I promised her I was going to do a review on her OnlyFans. I looked at her OnlyFans. And, you know, it was basically videos that if she would have put on TikTok or Instagram, they probably would have gotten flagged. So it was those type of videos. She did have one video where she was partially nude. She showed her ass in one, and then another one she showed her breasts. Okay, but that's as far as it went. It was more of an artsy type of OnlyFans. Because she's a model, and there's nudity in modeling, but it was very tasteful, and I said that in the video. And I wouldn't say it was awful, but it wasn't what guys on OnlyFans typically sign up for. Let's just put it that way. So she, okay, you know, I did the video, and she still was doing content on OnlyFans, only paid for 1 month, and then after that, I unsubscribe. And, you know, she was, you know, on her Instagram and on her TikTok promoting different things that's going to be coming on her OnlyFans, you know. I commented, I hearted, I did everything to, you know, get her OnlyFans popping. And lo and behold, and this was last week. So you got to understand the timeline. She did OnlyFans like maybe 5 or 6 months ago. She was promoting her OnlyFans for like up to 4 months. And then she just stopped promoting her OnlyFans. All right. And she was really, a lot of the content that she was posting on TikTok and Instagram, normally that would be the OnlyFans content. So she just decided to just go on TikTok and Instagram. Well, you know, everyone knows TikTok's rules and regulations. They're real strict over there. You can't, you know, do what you want to do over there. And I think her account got suspended on TikTok. Would not surprise me if it did. And she was commenting and, you know, you can tell she was very upset about it. And she was talking about how she was going to take some time off and, you know, refocus and see what she wants to do after that. So, you know, from one fellow content creator to another content creator, you know, I messaged her words of encouragement, you know, just hang in there. Don't let the haters dictate what you gotta do. Don't make a decision that you're going to probably regret. And I commented like, you know, maybe, you know, with this time off, you can, you know, find out who really F's with you, because there's probably people that are subscribed to you that don't like you. All right. And then she was making a comment about, you know, when she was doing the car content thing, these two influencers in the car content scene had, you know, beef with her. And she feels like it was those individuals that got her TikTok suspended and then it's affecting her views and things of that nature. And I said, that's a possibility. Okay. It's more of a possibility of females hating on you. But yeah, that's a possibility. But then I just told her, you know, to just, you know, take the time off and, you know, weed out who are your real supporters, who are your real subscribers. And I don't know, maybe at that moment, it wasn't a good time to say that, because like I said, I'm messaging. And you can clearly tell her last message, she's upset. And I didn't hear from her for like a week. All right. Now, everything's all good. She's in a different place than what she was a week and a half ago. And, you know, everything's hunky-dory. All right. And she also told me that she deactivated her OnlyFans. She deactivated her OnlyFans. Now, I didn't ask about her OnlyFans. She just wanted me to know that she deactivated her OnlyFans. All right? And I don't know why. I didn't ask her why she deactivated her OnlyFans. But, you know, I can clearly tell she's frustrated on where she thought that this was going, where her OnlyFans was going to be and where it ultimately is. And she's not happy with it. So basically her OnlyFans was the Sahara Desert. It was dry, you know. She didn't make a lot. I can tell she didn't make a lot of money on there because she wasn't posting a lot of content. In the beginning, she was posting content. And then that second month, it kind of drifted off. And, you know, now she's, you know, she stopped doing it. But she is in, and we're going to go into a break, and I'm going to explain to, because we can use this as a learning experience for any other women out there who deciding to do OnlyFans, all right? But let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're gonna get into that, all right? Guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to hook your boy up. I need you guys to support the podcast Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. And then I also need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to hook me up by sharing it with your friends, family, as well as your followers, okay? Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You hear me? Back to the show. You hear me? Okay, so I'm about to give you women some free game if you're thinking about doing OnlyFans, all right? And this is free major game. You don't have to pay me nothing. You don't have to let me know about anything. I'm just popping the game to you. All right. First and foremost, OnlyFans is just like any other site. All right. So when you look at YouTube and what gets the views on YouTube, what gets the instant success from YouTube, you have to understand your audience. And the YouTube audience is males, but it's also females. All right. So if you're a female that's into beauty and vlogs, there's an audience for you on YouTube. All right. If you are a guy that's interested in video games and car content or, you know, whatever, there's an audience, there's a community out there. YouTube's community is more richer than any other social media platform community is, okay? So that's YouTube. When you look at Instagram, it's primarily made for women, all right? Are there successful content creators who are males on Instagram? Yes, but the majority of successful content creators on Instagram are females. All right, let's just face facts and face reality. So if you're in lingerie, if you are, a model, if you are an influencer or personality, all right, Instagram is for you. And it's all one community, all right? Yes, there's going to be guys that's going to like your pictures, like your videos and things of that nature. All right. But Instagram is just set up that way. So, for example, if you are a content creator in video games, Instagram probably won't be the place for you. All right. Because it's not really a strong niche community over there. All right. I'm not saying that it don't exist. I'm just saying the community is very, very small and it doesn't transition to other communities on Instagram. Now, TikTok, on the other hand, TikTok is a place where, you know, it's a niche audience. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's an audience that wants to be entertained real fast, real quick. All right. So, a lot of the TikTok audience comes from other demographics like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. You can become very, very successful on TikTok. TikTok, you know, how they got the algorithm set up in TikTok, you know, it's phenomenal and it's friendly for content creators. All right. But there's certain limitations in TikTok that you can't do. All right. So if you are into lingerie or swimsuits or twerking, you know, that's not going to be the place for you. Now you can, you know, you can get some followers until people start banning you because, you know, TikTok is more family friendly. All right. So there you have it. Now, the reason why I mentioned all of those platforms because everyone has dabbled into those platforms. The difference between OnlyFans and those platforms are because OnlyFans, 99.9% of the OnlyFans audience is males. Are there females that buy other females' content on OnlyFans? Yes. Are there females that buy male content on OnlyFans? Yes. Are there males making content on OnlyFans? Yes. But who has the biggest demographic? The biggest demographic, the biggest audience is the male audience. All right? So women, knowing that, when you decide, you know, I'm going to do OnlyFans, you have to know your audience. Your audience is going to be, it's going to be enriched with males. All right. And you also have to look at other content creators, AKA your competition. And there's a lot of OnlyFans models that make some major bread on OnlyFans. And they understand the metrics, they understand the algorithm, and they understand there's going to be ups and downs if you want to be a full-time creator on OnlyFans. There's going to be some months where you're going to have to discount your OnlyFans subscription fee. There's going to be months where, like a couple of days ago, it was Valentine's Day. If you was on it, you probably had a Valentine's Day sale, or you made content around getting guys to be your Valentines. So in OnlyFans, you're going to have up and down months. Okay? And you're going to have competition. Look at your competition. There's a lot of women out there that would, you know, make their OnlyFans down to $4 a month. If you got a lot of subscribers that are subscribed to you, then, you know, $4 may not be a lot, but if you got a lot of subscribers, it can mean everything. And there are a lot of these OnlyFans content creators, they have bundles where, okay, you can pay $10 a month, or for 6 months, you can pay $40 a month. So you get 2 months free. Or you could pay, for 10 months for a year subscription where you get 2 months free or 3 months free or whatever, okay? So you got to understand your competition is willing to lowball their prices to keep their subscribers happy. You're also going to have to understand that your subscribers, you may not have that same subscriber next month. You may have a whole new different batch of subscribers. Now, occasionally you might have, you know, subscribers that will subscribe to you for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. All right? So knowing that going in, women, that's OnlyFans. OnlyFans does not have an algorithm. They're not going to feature you. You have to promote yourself. But the good thing about OnlyFans is you're not necessarily competing with nobody on the platform. And I tell women, OnlyFans, how to be successful on OnlyFans, it really depends on how much time you put in on OnlyFans. Because the majority of your time is promoting yourself. You're going to have to promote your OnlyFans account on Snapchat, on Instagram, on TikTok, X, on Reddit. You're going to spend more time promoting yourself than actually making the content. Now, a lot of women think that, oh, I got to get this first class equipment. I got to get the Sony cameras, the same type of lights they use in movies and things of that nature. You don't even need to do all that. I know a girl that's making 5 to 6 figures and she's doing all her content on her iPhone. Okay. So you don't need all that special equipment. It's nice to have it, but going in, you know, to me, a female on OnlyFans, you're going to have different type of lingerie, different types of heels, different types of, you'll make sure that your hair laid, your toes are made up, your nails are polished, you know, presentation is everything to a guy. All right. The next thing about OnlyFans is, you can't dictate to the audience how you're going to entertain them. 99.99% of the audience is male, right? But they're horny males. So if you're not willing to go the distance to make that money, then you're not going to make no money on OnlyFans. And guys, and you got different type of guys who are turned on with different type of content. Now, you don't have to do all the content, but I'm just telling you, there's some guys that are turned on with anime. You might have to buy some anime costumes, all right? There are some guys that are turned on with, you know, with you know, women in uniforms. You might have to buy a uniform. You know, there are some guys that are turned on when women does solo play that plays that, you know, have their toys. You know, you might have to buy some toys. There are some guys that are turned on when a woman is having sex with another man. You may have to have a partner or, you know, someone that's interested in doing that. There are some guys that are turned on when a woman is having sex with another woman. All right. You may have to do that. There's some guys are turned on with women twerking, twerking side by side. There's different types of things that turn on a man. It's just not one. It's just not one thing and one thing only. And that's where women get it confused. So, are you willing to do these things? So you might want to write everything down and check off stuff that you're willing to do and stuff that you're unwilling to do. Now, another thing is, and a lot of women don't get this. A lot of guys, being a mystery, being a surprise, turns on guys too. Like they want to know who this girl that's turning them on. You know, limiting your face, not showing your face a lot. Now with OnlyFans, if you're wearing a mask or if you blurring out your face, sometimes those videos don't get approved. So you're going to have to figure out clever ways to keep your face out of the shot. You understand what I'm saying? But some guys are turned on that way. Some guys would subscribe to a woman just and stay subscribed to her until he get to find out who she is. Okay? But with OnlyFans, you know, women don't realize that if you want to make money on that platform, you're going to have to entertain all types of horniness. Okay. A lot of guys are not going to subscribe to your OnlyFans, right? You know, just doing sexy model pics, because in a guy's logic, he's thinking, if I wanted some artsy type, somewhat soft porn type of content, well, I can subscribe to someone on Instagram and get that. So a lot of women think that I'm just going to just, I feel safer doing it this way. Sometimes, you know, you have to have an active sexual imagination, right? Some guys get turned on with women masturbating in the car and getting caught, or the illusion of them getting caught. Some guys like the shock media approach to adult content. You know, a woman getting caught masturbating. She didn't really get caught. All right. Or having sex on a playground or, you know, in a classroom or at the workplace. Or, you know, your imagination, your sexual imagination should be on point. And the ones that are separated that make the most money have an active imagination that's trying to outdo the other female content creators. So Pinky Doll, she would go on TikTok and do these NPC, which, by the way, she has an OnlyFans too. Pinky Doll would do these NPC characters on live stream on TikTok, and it blew up. It blew up so much, and you can tell that it blew up because you had other women trying to imitate her, even men trying to imitate her. Now it's an oversaturated market, and now Pinky Doll barely does it. She still has her OnlyFans. So You have to think of something that you believe that has never been done before. And if you think of something that has never been done before and that's exciting and gets a guy on hard, then you're going to be very, very successful. But you have to understand your audience, and that's your audience. You have to entertain your audience. And unfortunately, this is the type of stuff your audience is interested in if you want to keep your subscribers up. Now, you can create an OnlyFans and just do cooking. No nudity, just cooking. You can talk, you can just stand and be in front of a camera and just talk. You can do the artsy type of pictures and videos. You can swim in the pool and have the water glimmering off your body and things of that nature. You can do all that. I'm just telling you, you're not going to get a lot of subscribers. Because a lot of guys are not into that type of stuff. Because they can get that type of content on TikTok or X or Instagram. You know, on OnlyFans and you got a subscription service, no, they want to see a little bit more. So my advice to my fellow female content creator and for any woman out there that's interested in doing OnlyFans, take heed to what I'm saying, because this is what a lot of guys are into. Okay? I do feel like OnlyFans is oversaturated. I think it's not as popping like it was when we had COVID and everybody was quarantining and things of that nature, meaning people couldn't go out to clubs or strip clubs or nightclubs or restaurants or movie theaters, and then they had this extra income and they wanted to spend it on something. Why not OnlyFans? So yeah. So to me, if you're interested in doing OnlyFans, I would first, before you create your account, I would first ask yourself, okay, what are things that I'm willing to do and what are things I'm not willing to do? And am I good at the things that I'm willing to do? That's another thing. You know, a lot of women got this misconception of like, I'm just going to perform my, it's a performance. Okay. You are entertaining. So it's not like you're, being romantic with your boyfriend or husband, you have to be extra spicy with this type of content. Because you want guys to subscribe to your profile. And if you want them to continue to subscribe, you're going to have to make that type of content. Now, it's going to be a moment where, okay, you done did it all, done it all. I don't think OnlyFans, you could last forever on OnlyFans. You know, I don't think, you know, you can just do OnlyFans and continue to do it. I do think there's a window and you need to make as much money as you can in that window. Save that money. Instead of spending that money, save that money and invest it into another business. You can do that. But that's my advice to any female out there that's interested in OnlyFans. I would really think long and hard, pause before you do OnlyFans. Okay. Welp, that's all I got for today's episode. Hope everyone was happy with today's episode. I appreciate everyone that has been listening to these episodes from top to bottom. I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. If you want to, if you want me to discuss things or talk about things, hit me up on the DMs on X, formerly known as Twitter, at I'm Chris the Don 1. You can go in and just message me there. You can go to Instagram. You can go to TikTok, wherever, and just, you know, just ask me anything. All right. So that's it for today's episode. I will see you guys next Wednesday. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. I'm up out of here. I'm out. Outro. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. I first like to thank everyone who listened to this episode. I really do appreciate that. I like to thank everyone who is sharing my podcast as well as my episodes. No matter if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgence from, I like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don Squad in the house, stand up, fam. All right. And I also like to thank everyone who has trickled over to Spotify and subscribing to me there. All right. And I talk to you, say this briefly. I need my subscription numbers up on Spotify so I can unlock different things and apply those savings to you guys as far as building a better podcast, as far as getting more listeners to listen to my podcast. Get at me on Twitter at I'm Chris the Don 1. DM me or tweet me what you thought about today's episode or any episodes. And get at me and tell me what do you want me to talk about? All right, basically. All right, so that's all I got for today's show. I'm here every Wednesday, every hump day. So check me out. I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.